please consider supporting the Wednesday blog by going to patreon.com/sthosdkane. Thanks. Welcome back to the Wednesday blog with me, Sean Kane. It's Wednesday, 19 July, 2023. This week, adding on to last week's release about my work as a translator, I'm discussing my view on how language ought to be personalized. About this time every year, I've been releasing a blog post about my interest in and continued study of the Irish language. In past years, I've talked about how I came into this period of studying Irish knowing bits and pieces of it, but without the comfort of speaking it or reading it regularly, and later how I appreciate the meaning of how the structure of Irish gets its ideas across. This year, I want to talk about how I feel my own personal use of the Irish language has taken on its own form, or idiolect, and why that's the case. A few weeks ago, I found several books on the regional variations in Irish through my university's e-book catalog. It struck me that these linguists had found such common generalizations of Irish sounds when spoken, or rather attempted, by native English speakers who don't have much experience with Irish itself. The frequent ch sound, ch, as in lachanach, or page, gets hardened from a ch to a k, while the slightly less frequent r in dha, r is the word there, or two things, as it translates, gets turned from a dh, from a r into a g. The best way I can describe this dh sound, this r sound, to me, is that it sounds like a French r that's rolled further back in the throat. I read these examples of anglicizations of Irish phonetics and could see, or rather hear, where they were coming from. Yet in my own case, I've always tended to either make these sounds as we're taught in class, or to soften them, with the ch, with the h, ch becoming a h, h, and the r, dh, joining the other sound spelled dh, as something along the lines of a y. I suppose the authors of that book were using native speakers of Hiberno English as their test subjects, something that I am not. I speak American English, more specifically a blending of the western end of inland northern American English, aka Great Lakes English, and Midland American English. Plus, when it comes to other languages, I'm most often exposed to, French and Spanish in particular. I found a good deal of the phonetics of those languages to be rather easy to adopt. So my own idiolect, my own way of speaking Irish, would be a tad bit different from the norm, because I don't speak the expected standard of English. Going forward, I wonder if it would be more helpful, should I ever get the opportunity to teach Irish here in the United States, if I adopted some of these slightly easier to pronounce sounds and taught those alongside the traditional Irish ones, would that change the ways my students spoke the language? It's certainly possible. Yet, on the other hand, I like how I adapted Irish to fit the comforts of my own speech. So perhaps they would find ways to make the language their own as well. At the end of the day, these ch and r sounds are two of many that make Irish its own, that give it its spirit and the character that keeps it true to its origins and history. I, for one, love that I figured out how to make these sounds, and how to speak this language to an intermediate level now as an adult. It means a lot to me to speak the language of so many of my ancestors, to keep that vehicle for thoughts, ideas, and stories alive. Thanks for listening. The Wednesday blog is written, read, and produced by me, Sean Kane, and I also came up with the theme music. You can learn more about my work by going to linktree.ee/sthosdkane. That's linktr.ee/sthosdkane. There you'll learn more about my website and my blog. Thanks. Thanks as always to my regular listeners, including monthly supporters, Elizabeth Duke, John Lundy, and Alex Brisson. You can learn more about how to support this podcast by going to patreon.com/sthosdkane. I appreciate all the support they provide. This podcast is distributed by Spotify. Learn more at podcasters.spotify.com.